Locally created,
nationally celebrated.
This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
I respect Automatic Andy's brain power. I respect his thumbs at 10 and 2. And I respect his right foot going up and down. And that's his whole mantra that he uses. And maybe a bit of wiggling with his backside, but that's what he uses to test drive a vehicle. And recently, he was in a vehicle that has been around for 70 years, but we just have got to see in the United States for the very first time. It was the Japanese royal family, a car specially made for them, called the Crown. And now Toyota have brought it to the United States, but it's quite controversial. Was it controversial for you? We're just about to find out in Andy's review, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're driving right now, I want you to pull over somewhere safe, put the seat all the way in the flat position, and just turn the radio up just a little bit, turn your iPod up just a little bit, and listen to what he has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Automatic Andy and his review of the Toyota Crown.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I flew all the way in from Portland, Oregon to do this. Nick, this was my favorite. This is one of my favorite cars because it looks like a pill bug. Nick, I was all inside the Toyota Crown. I sat in the seats. I drove it like my last name was Earnhardt. Raise hell, bless Dale. You know what I mean? And I really like this car, but it feels like it wants so bad to be a wagon or a small SUV. I bet it identifies as a wagon, Nick. Nick, you know, I deep dive into the vehicles and no short of that happened today. And on some of the big forums, because, you know, when I get up in the car, I figure it out. And I got on the online, the forums where the kids talk with the computers. And people don't like this one on the outside. They don't like the styling. And at first, I kind of thought it looked like one of those small town diner hamburgers that looks like a spaceship. But no, it's the Toyota Crown. After decades, we finally get our boy home, and it's replacing the Avalon. I don't know if that's official, but I think it is. But the Avalon just got gooder. This isn't your typical sedan, though. It's crossbred SUV wagon and go-getter. Positionally, this was the sweet spot for me. I hate feeling like I'm 20 stories high, and I don't like that because I'm already top heavy. And alternatively, I don't like riding something that feels like it's a go-kart. This was in the middle. Nick, I was all the way comfortable. Hopefully, in the future, we get a plug-in hybrid version or an EV version. I look forward to that. I would freak out if this was an EV because genuinely EVs get down the road a little bit quicker, you know? So this is a brand new car for us at the States. The entry-level arrangement is a familiar one. You get a 2.5, the four-cylinder, that's what they call the four-bangers, huh? So it's a 2.5-liter four-banger with three electric motors, and a continuously variable automatic transmission. The most expensive Platinum model gets an exclusive hybrid max powertrain that sees a turbocharged 2.4-liter four-banger. I like, Nick, that's my favorite car thing. And an electric motor on the rear axle that combines for 340 horsepower. That is official getting it mode because that's a lot of horses under this little pill bug of a car. The weird body style goes well with the plus size cabin that's packed with goodies. Toyota went ahead and blessed the Crown with a mess of standard driver assistance features and tech. This car was fun. I saw the Crown clumped, although this was weird, Nick. When I researched the car, I saw it clumped up with a crazy mix of cars. The Volkswagen Arteon, I have never seen one or heard one, so I'm assuming that's not a real car. The Maxima, the Charger, the Arteon?
No, if you hadn't said it, whatever. I'll have it at the end of the show.
I don't think it's real. So it's in that category with the Maxima, the Charger, and the poor man's Bentley, the Chrysler 300. Oh, yeah. When's the last time you heard that name, by the way? Nick, do you know Chrysler? Can we get him on? I need to know the future of the 300 because that was a cool car when it first came out. I would have never clumped that group together. It sounds like something like a Rolls Royce, a Chevy Bolt, a Fiat 500, and a Rambler. I don't understand. So there's three trims, Nick. What do you buy? I'm going to tell you what to buy. You get the XLE, the Limited, and the Platinum. Get the Platinum. Take that loan out. Ask mom and dad for the extra few grand. It's an exclusive. Exclusive means not a lot. Hybrid max powertrain that sees a turbocharged 2.4 banger and an electric motor on the rear axle. And that means you get a lot more horsepower. So I'm just going to get you just this time. I usually go with like the cheap to middle one, but this one, go ahead and splurge. You have my blessing and all the super good stuff along with it. Just get, go ahead and get that loan. So Nick, what does that engine do, Nick? The XLE and Limited have a continuously variable automatic transmission. Like I said earlier, while the Platinum uses a 6-speed automatic, I'm not quite sure what the difference is, but it sounds cool. All-wheel drive is standard on every trim. Go ahead, Toyota. With the base powertrain, the Crown's acceleration is adequate, and Toyota estimates that it'll hit 60 miles per hour in a perfectly acceptable 7.6 seconds. That's not acceptable to me, but that's good enough. The Platinum trim with its powerful setup is noticeably brisker, and its 5.7-second launch to 0 to 60 is doable. That's now we're talking, Toyota. Nick, you can look cool and save the earth. The EPA estimates that the Crown with the base hybrid powertrain will be capable of returning up to 42 miles per gallon city and 41 highway. That's close enough that it's almost the same, Nick. So you can get on it and save gas, or you can chill and save gas. The Platinum model's more powerful hybrid max powertrain is claimed to deliver around 29 MPG city and 32. So you cut yourself short a little bit when you get more power, but that's the trade-off. It's equal balance. You know, you have a Jedi and the Sith. You don't get both. It's extraordinary, Nick. That cabin, the Crown's cabin looks appropriately premium. It's really nice on the inside. Drivers who trade in the Avalon sedans for an upgrade, especially if they get a Limited or Platinum model, the driving position is raised from a traditional sedan height to something akin to a compact SUV, which I love, which may make the Crown an attractive alternative to full-size sedans that still adhere to more traditional equations. It's like the size of those old, like the Subaru. Oh, what's that Subaru? I forget the name of it, but it's like the same shape as that. And so, I forget the name of it. You get awesome ambient interior lighting. Limited and Platinum trims add a panoramic sunroof, which is so cool on the inside, especially with all the good weather out now. Leather upholstery, which I wish they had a vegan option, but okay. And ventilated front seats. Because, Nick, sometimes you want to warm your butt, and sometimes you want to cool your butt. Oh, yeah. And this time, you get to cool it. So the tech isn't anything groundbreaking, but solid. You get a 12.3-inch infotainment touchscreen, which is standard across the range, which is nice. You don't have to pay extra, thanks Toyota. And it runs Toyota's latest and much-improved software, which is way nice. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are integrated into the infotainment software and connected to smartphones via a wireless connection. That's perfect. You get a second 12.3-inch display that has digital gauges in the front for the front driver. And the Crown also includes niceties, smartphone charging, and USB-C ports. So, I can't believe I forgot this. The base XLE trim comes with a 6-speaker stereo, but the Limited and Platinum get 11-speaker JBL stereo instead. JBL stereo instead. But this is the bad part, Nick. The car concerts suck really bad.
Oh, no.
I did not have a good car concert. Ugh. So I feel like if you just added a few mods, you could do this. Right. So am I going to give this a stamp? Yes.
Really? Oh, really?
Yes. Next day, however, don't forget to take extra money out to buy aftermarket speakers and a subwoofer.
All right. That's a good one for you. That's his review of the Toyota Crown. There's more Our Auto Expert on the way. Stand by. Here it comes.
Listen to previous episodes of the show at ourautoexpert.com.